DJW Mobile.
Good morning, I should say. Oh, no, afternoon. San Zero TR Mobile.
I'm by really quick. It's already 1:12. I was going to go to the grocery store about 9 or 10 o'clock this morning, and I'm just now getting out.
Tired, like us. Oh, just getting ready to turn here down at Josie's. We're moving kind of slow today. We mowed grass. Let me turn this radio down. Yesterday, and it takes me about 3 days to recover. The kids say they'd come up and do it for us, but we enjoy it. And I do, but it beats me up pretty bad, even on the riding lawnmower. But I'll get over it. We just went to Aldi's and Walmart and then down to Lidl's and headed back towards the home.
Well, keeping on like you're doing is what's keeping you keeping on, right? It's like I told Jim Milton, he bought a house not far from here, and he said, I don't know if we want that house, it's got an upstairs. And I said, going up and down those stairs is what's going to make you able to continue to go up and down those stairs. And they bought the house.
Ours has got 12 steps, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. Sometimes I wish they were escalators or an elevator, but you're absolutely right. Got to keep moving. I got to tell you, it hurts to move this morning. But I'll get home and load groceries and have a Walmart donut and a cup of coffee and then go out and attend to the chickens, maybe get the mail. You know, that rough stuff since you're retired.
A few days ago, when I was lifting my arm up to take the dogs out, I lift up above my head to pick up the flashlight at nighttime. And I was noticing that was getting more and more difficult. And so I said, well, I don't care. I don't care if it hurts. I'm going to continue to do it. And so I continued to do it. And then yesterday, it started getting easier and easier again. So I don't know what that was, but working through it worked through it. It worked. Anyway, that's where I'm headed now, is to pick up some groceries and then get back home. Having two dogs, have two puppies, they're going to be adult dogs in July. They'll be a year old. But there's something to keep up with. I remember when Maggie was a puppy, she used to get a hold of Amy's shoes. The shoes that Amy didn't put in the closet, Maggie would get them. So we called her the shoe bandit. Well, now Sophie is the new shoe bandit. If Amy doesn't put her good shoes in the closet, at the end of the day, they're Sophie's territory. I just found another one this morning that Sophie demolished.
Yeah, I think they got some stuff that you can put on there that makes it better. I can't remember now. It's been so long since we had a dog. But they will do that. Bernice had to recover our Amy's divan and chair more than once down at the lake house. And Bernice recovered it for them. And I always tell them, like I tell my neighbor, shoot the dog. And they know I don't mean it. But that solved the problem. But they got two also. Yeah, well, I'll grow it. And sometimes dogs will get mad if you leave them at home and go shopping or something and come back. And they actually are smart enough to know that, you shouldn't be doing that. It's Andrew TR.
Yeah, they do know that. They're smarter than we tend to give them credit for. But I am here at Ingles. I'm going to pull in here, find a parking place, and pull in here and collect my next 2 weeks' worth of groceries and then be on the way back home. Good talking to you, Tom. You guys enjoy the rest of the day. You and Bernice, W4DJW.
Okey-doke, Dave. That's a nice store. We just passed the stoplight just to the west of you there. Oh, they got construction down here on this road. Dang. This is NGRLTR. Have a good day, Dave.